This is Jackson Brown, and you're listening to the Nicole Sandler Show.
Hey, this is John from Five for Fighting. You got my buddy, my longtime friend, the lovely Nicole Sandler.
Hey, this is Henry.
And I'm JoJo.
And I'm Ringo.
And we're Lost Lonely Boys, and you're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Hi, this is Melissa Etheridge, and you're listening to my friend, Nicole Sandler.
Hey, how you doing out there? This is Ziggy Marley, and you're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Hey, everybody, this is Pat Monahan from the band Train, and you're listening to Nicole Sandler, my favorite on-air personality.
The Nicole Sandler Show. Music to my ears.
This podcast a few weeks ago and got sidetracked. Sorry about that. So I do apologize for the delay, and I hope this makes up for it. In the spring of 1999, I was working in Los Angeles at Channel 103.1. It was actually two radio stations simulcast at 103.1 FM, KACD in Santa Monica and KBCD in Newport Beach. Although we were part of Clear Channel's Los Angeles radio cluster, they were housed in Burbank. Our studios were standalone on 5th Street in Santa Monica. Yep, five blocks away from the beach, as wonderful as it sounds. We signed on the air in October of 1998. That same month, a new album from a new band was released. The band was New Radicals. The album was called Maybe You've Been Brainwashed Too. It quickly became my favorite album of the year, and the one that most reminds me of that short-lived radio station. New Radicals was the band name, though it was really a Greg Alexander project. Alexander wrote and produced all the songs and played most of the instruments as well. But he realized that he hated the spotlight and all the, as he puts it, rigmarole that goes along with promoting a hit record. So Greg Alexander joined me in the studio on May 3rd, 1999 for a rare live interview and performance. And it wasn't too long thereafter, maybe a month or so later, he disbanded the band. He's since been working behind the scenes, writing hit songs and producing records, but staying out of the spotlight. For example, Alexander penned The Game of Love that became a huge hit for Michelle Branch. There are others that you've heard as well. With no further delay, let's go back to May 3rd, 1999, to Studio C inside Channel 103.1 in Santa Monica.
I get to say welcome to Greg Alexander. Now, that name may not mean a lot to listeners, but when I say New Radicals, they'll go, oh, yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Well, thanks.
Well, Greg Alexander is the force behind the New Radicals. And we're going to chat in a minute, but you've got guitar in hand, and why don't you just launch into one?
Okie dokie.
You going to play the big hit first?
Sure. Let's do that.
Greg Alexander from New Radicals at Channel 103.1.
All right. Wake up, kids, we got the dreamer's disease. Age 14, they got you down on your knees. So polite, we're busy still saying please. Frenemies, when you're down, it's your friend. Every night, smash your Mercedes Benz. First we run and then we laugh till we cry. But when the night is falling, you cannot find the light. You feel your dreams are dying. Hold tight. The music in you, don't let go. You got the music in you. One dance left, this world is gonna pull through. Don't give up, you got a reason to live. Can't forget, we only get what we give. Now, 4 a.m., we ran a miracle. but then we did it in style. The bad rich gets flying in for your child. When the night is falling, you cannot find a friend. You feel your tree is breaking. Just
Greg Alexander in Studio C at Channel 103.1. You get what you give from the New Radicals album. Maybe you've been brainwashed too. That's awesome.
Well,
you know, I wasn't sure how a song like that would transfer to just guitar and vocal, but that was beautiful. A real, real hopeful song. And it's so nice and so refreshing to hear.
Oh, thanks.
What prompted that?
I guess maybe because there isn't enough of that in the world right now, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to just spiral down than to try to look up to the sky a little bit.
The first time I heard the record, I was blown away, and I've made no bones about it, and I have not hid the fact that Maybe You've Been Brainwashed Too is quite easily my favorite album of the moment and of the year so far. It's just, from start to finish, a great record. And one of the things that hit me about it was the positive tone. You're a World Party fan?
Not too much, no. I mean, yeah. I liked one of their songs, Way Down Now.
Uh-huh.
It was a good song, but I'm not that familiar.
Wow, There's a lot of similarities, and let me suggest you go back and listen to Goodbye Jumbo, that album, because your stuff is very reminiscent. And Carl Wallinger as well, World Party, is basically him, as New Radicals is basically you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a band now. We got like permanent members and stuff. Uh-huh. Really. Yeah.
And that's who you're touring with.
Yeah, yeah.
But in terms of recording, when you put the record together, you wrote all the songs, a couple of songs you co-wrote with a few other people.
Yeah, yeah, and I produced it, which basically meant I just wanted to make sure that it didn't get screwed up, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes you go in the studio with, the producer of the moment, and you end up sounding like... everything else on the radio.
Mm-hmm. So you had a vision of how you wanted to sound, and they're your songs. And you got, it's not the same band that played on every track. You had different people.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, it was a revolving door. The idea originally was for it to be a revolving door band and have different people come in when they chose to. But the current lineup, everybody gets along so well, and we've had such a great time touring and playing together that it's every band member is like an equal in a way.
Wow. So you think they may be with you on the next New Radicals album?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
So it is a band now.
Yeah.
Danielle Brisbois is on this a lot. She was the little girl in All in the Family.
Mm-hmm.
Is she a band member as well?
Yeah, she plays. She's in the band. She plays congas and sings and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I do have a bone to pick with you in that you have not played a date in Los Angeles yet. Now I hear you're going to Europe.
Oh, we did actually. We played a while ago. We played right around the corner from here.
What?
I don't know this sweet place.
I'm looking at the label people because they've known how much I love this. Well, you haven't done a big full-on show.
Yeah, we'll probably be touring here like late fall or something like that.
Okay.
Or beginning of next year or something
like
that. Well,
you'll have to get here as fast as you can because we want to see the full-on band.
Absolutely.
But today we've got Greg Alexander from New Radicals here in Studio C. You're going to do another song for us. This is the new single. This is such a sad song. Can I tell you how often I've cried driving down the street listening to this song? Because it's the song of unrequited love.
Yeah. It's a little bit more also about the world right now, and about a world filled with computers and steel and metal and all of this, the heaviness of the real world, tanks that, practically run over children. And in a world like that, can love still move a mountain? It's just about the mysteries of life and of love and of the world, and will we ever get those answers?
Oh boy, that's even heavier. It's called Someday We'll Know. Greg Alexander from New Radicals is with us at Channel 103.1.
Stop driving, I don't know why. So many questions I need an answer. 2 years later, you're still on my mind. Whatever happened to Amelia Earhart, who holds the stars up in the sky? Is true love just once in a lifetime? Did the captain of the Titanic cry? Someday we'll know if love can move a mountain. Someday we'll know why the sky is blue. Someday we'll know why I wasn't meant for you. Does anybody know to Atlanta, or what the wind says when she cries? Driving by the place that I met you for the 97th time. Yeah, someday we'll know.
bought a ticket to the end of the rainbow. I watched the stars crash in the sea. If I could ask God just one question, why aren't you here with me tonight? Someday we'll know if love can move a mountain. Someday we'll know why the sky is blue. Someday we'll know why I wasn't meant for you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Someday we'll know why Samson loved Delilah. One day I'll go dancing on the moon. Someday I'll know that I was the one for you. Ooh.
Greg Alexander of New Radicals. The new channel 1031. Thank you so much. Nice. This is awesome. The album is called Maybe You've Been Brainwashed Too. It seriously is just terrific from start to finish. I highly, highly recommend this. And next time you're here with the whole band, you got to come back.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for coming by studio.
Thank you very much.
What a treat. Greg Alexander, recorded May 3rd, 1999, in Studio C in Los Angeles at Channel 1031. I'm Nicole Sandler. I've been sharing some of my old music radio interviews throughout the years. You can find them archived at NicoleSandler.com. Just click on the music interviews. Until next time, thanks for listening.